Iowa Democrat Mike Franken's Record of Disrespect Toward Women. By Jacob Bliss on September 27, 2022. Following the allegations that Mike Franken, Iowa's Democrat U.S. Senate nominee, made unwanted advances toward women from his former campaign manager, which he continues to deny while not letting the accused free from an NDA she allegedly signed, the Hawkeye State Democrat appears to have a troubling history of disrespect toward women. Last week, Franken, who is 64 years old, married, and has two kids, was accused by his former campaign manager, Kimberly Strope Bogus, in an unearthed police report, of grabbing the collar of the vest she was wearing and kissed her on her mouth before she could pull away when they met for drinks at a bar in March. Even though Franken has denied the allegations multiple times, Strope Bogus, in the police report, described Franken as old school and having 1950s interactions with women, which was something that he has done to several other women. Shortly after the allegations were made public, the campaign for longtime Iowa Republican incumbent Senator Chuck Grassley released a campaign ad showing Franken's disparaging comments toward Iowa's women, including Governor Kim Reynolds, who he has implied multiple is a witch. "We need to beat the governor. She needs to get on her broom and fly away," a Franken said in a video clip. "Instead of flying in on a broom, I'll never say that again. I'll never say it. Iowa woman, just look void," the Democrat is also seen saying. Strope Bogus has also not been the only person to allege the Hawkeye Democrat has acted this way in the past. Jalen Cavill, a far-left activist in Des Moines, Iowa, said, "I had heard things like this about Mike Franken for a while. Now, a police report alleging that Michael Franken sexually assaulted his former campaign manager," Cavill added. Additionally, on the same day the initial story of the police report broke, the Iowa Democrat was touting his endorsement from disgraced ex-Senator Al Franken, DMN, who resigned from his post after having a wave of accusations of sexual misconduct from women. In fact, Laura Balan, a liberal blogger from Iowa, published screenshots on her blog that she captured of Mike Franken paying for and running an ad on Twitter from Al Franken. And in a since-deleted tweet obtained by Breitbart News, Mike Franken also responded to a tweet from Al Franken on April 5, 2019, where he said, "Wondering why you left your seat. Run again, please." Further, during an event in Denison, Iowa, Franken suggested that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should control his wife and dictate what she is or is not allowed to say and do. "When you look at Justice Thomas and Ginny's issues, you really gotta ask the question, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" Franken said. "You're responsible justice of senior status, and you acted like this, you let your wife act like this?" Furthermore, Emily's List, a major Democrat political action committee that focuses on electing women, said, "Iowa Democrats should not trust Michael Franken." Franken is a former Republican, who registered as a Democrat last year to run for Senate. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.